Now, you mentioned your study looking at liposomal doxorubicin plus bortezomib, and that was published in the fall in JCO. Anything that's come out of the follow-up in that study you want to comment on?
Well, I think the interesting results from that trial, anthracyclines have been drugs that have been used in myeloma for a long time, but lately had somewhat fallen out of favor because there was never really a randomized study showing that they added benefit onto other drugs. But this actually is the first trial that showed that, and the combination had a better overall response rate in the updated information presented at last year's ASCO. It had a better quality of response. The VGPR plus CR rate went from 20% to 30%, which is a 50% improvement. And there also was a trend towards a better overall survival, which I think is going to continue when the data matures. So I do think that we now have firm evidence showing that adding an older agent like liposomal doxorubicin to a novel agent like bortezomib has a definite benefit. In subgroup analysis, the only groups that did not benefit were people with a low beta 2 microglobulin and those with a deletion of chromosome 13. Every other patient benefited. And in fact, we also have some data now that shows that in older and younger patients, transplant or not, thalidomide exposure or not, the benefits of the bortezomib and liposomal doxorubicin regimen are maintained. And one of the questions I always get about that combination is why not add dexamethasone? And I think that that's a great approach, and that's what I do in patients. We did not do that in the context of the trial because for the purposes of approval, we had to compare one approved regimen, which was bortezomib alone, with our experimental arm. And if we had added two drugs to bortezomib and the results were better, we wouldn't have known which of the two drugs was more important.